Jay Daniels asks, why in the world would anyone suggest a Linux desktop that looks like Windows? GNOME is like a Ferrari or new Porsche compared to those other desktop environments. I'm tired of the same Windows taskbar mess. If you keep many applications in terminal windows open, the old Windows 95 or XP type desktop starts to break down. Navigating some of those menus on a touchpad is sort of tricky too. It worked fine with trackpoint or mouse, but not on those new laptops.
I see. On my touchscreen, I like the interface of, like, the big buttons and things like that. Even could go as far as saying that single touch to open things makes a little more sense. But on my computer, personally, I'm old school, I know, but I like the way Cinnamon operates because it does feel...
Familiar?
Windows-esque. Yeah, familiar is really what it's about. But it's the paradigm. That's what I'm used to. That's what I grew up with. That's what I learned on. And so if I'm going to use a GUI at all, I like that. I prefer it. I can find things. I know where they are. So that's me. Why would someone recommend it? Why would someone promote it? And I think that boils down to kind of the exact flip side of that, where we live in a Windows world.
That's right.
It's true.
Plain and simple. Okay? We hate to admit it, us Linux fans, but it's true. Most people, if you ask them what operating system their computer has, they're going to say Microsoft Windows. So because of that, as we're promoting Linux as an alternative to any other operating system and saying, this is free, and they say, well, why would I want that? And you can start to share why they might want that for the freedom, for the application suite, for the fact that it's low cost and, you know, it's upgradable and keeps going for them. But the fact is that if the paradigm changes, it's too difficult. Do you remember when 8.1 came out? You remember when Windows 8.1 came out? And Microsoft said, oh, we're going to do away with the start menu and we're going to throw up this stupid Metro crap. What happened? Backlash, right? So if I present to you Linux and I say, try this, you got to try it, it's awesome, and the paradigm is completely different, then I, as a user, or the user that you're trying to promote it to, is going to have a real hard time getting their head around it, and it just makes it uncomfortable. It makes them want to go back. So if I can make it feel a little more comfortable for them, then they're more likely to get into it. They're more likely to try it out, learn how it works, and then get to the point where now they're no longer a noob, they're no longer a novice user, they can start playing around and trying the other things.
True.
See, that's when it gets exciting.
And for myself, from a practical standpoint, my kids, I'm trying to get them into Linux because they've been dealing with Windows through the computers at school. And trying to switch them over from the Windows interface to using Linux, you know, at a young age, they're struggling with that comparison. So, you know, to use a, you know, a format like that where it looks the same as Windows makes it much easier for my kids to transition. So I can say, hey, look, why don't you use the Linux system? And because there's dual boots on my computer. And so, you know,
So that's safer for the kids to use that.
Exactly, yeah.
You don't have to worry about the malware getting in and destroying their files.
That's exactly it. I mean, our oldest is now getting into more internet-based stuff, and I'm going, use Linux, Linux, you know. So
very cool.
For that reason, I like the menu for it.
Yeah, I think that's a good reason. There you go. There's my answer. So thank you very much for the question. Perfectly valid, and we appreciate it.